Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant Jessica Flory. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
How are we doing today?
We are good. We are in the full swing of fairs in the Frontier Extension District. We had our horse show for Osage County City Fair Monday morning. We started our Franklin County Fair prejudging on Tuesday. And today, Wednesday morning, starts Osage City. All the other projects are coming in today. Livestock's coming in. We'll have the sheep and goat show tonight. We'll have all indoor projects judging this afternoon. So we are in full swing affairs, and we're so excited to get out and see our 4-H families finally. The face-to-face band on extension ended July 4th. So we're still under the umbrella of keeping up with COVID and everything that's going on out there and the safety of that. So, yep, we're excited. It's a busy week.
Sounds like your coffee pot's working overtime this week.
It is. It will be.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Osage County or County Fair, yeah.
Yeah, so it starts today. We have the goat and sheep show tonight. We are practicing social distancing, encouraging masks. They are having a little bit of a fair and allowing people to come out and watch. So if you want to head on over to Osage City, they do have some safety precautions in place to of course keep keep COVID in mind. We're pretty much running fair kind of as normal over there with some minor restrictions.
All so. Right. And I understand you have Mr. and Mrs. 4-H.
That's right. Shifting gears just slightly, we're going to start talking Franklin County. So this is Franklin County. We interviewed our Mr. and Miss 4-H, yeah. And I'm excited to announce that Caroline Wingert from the Rambling Ranchers 4-H Club will be your Miss 4-H, and Logan Confer, also from Rambling Ranchers 4-H Club, will be your Mr. 4-H. So congratulations to both of them. They are both well-deserving of that title.
Excellent. Yeah. And I understand there's some duties that go along with that. What is that?
That's right. So the kids had to fill out an application and they had to do an interview. We had to do our interviews via Zoom this year, a little different because we were still under that non-face-to-face. But they were able to do that. And then so they will help us at fair. They will help hand out ribbons. They'll just kind of be a good role model for the younger kids. They're also kind of our go-to people if we ever need somebody to talk on the radio for 4-H or talk to the newspaper, or we pull them in for various events throughout the year. They're just kind of our go-to spokespersons, if you can put it, to grab some older 4-H'ers to do that for us. So, right. Yeah, they'll be both great youth to represent us in that area.
Very good. Very good. And speaking of the Franklin County Fair, how's this going?
Yeah, so fair will look a little differently here in Franklin County this year. We're sad to say, but think it's the right decision. The public will be closed off to the fair this year, just to keep the safety. You know, our numbers here in Franklin County, we do have several cases of COVID, and we just thought it was the responsible thing to do this year, just to you know, we are still allowing our 4-H'ers to showcase their projects because, you know, they work so hard on those projects, and we're going to try to do our best. People are working very hard to still get that out to the public so you guys can still see that and still be a part of that. If you want to join Franklin County Ag Society on Facebook, there will be, for all the livestock shows, there will be Facebook Live events. So we just did clothing yesterday, and we're taking individual pictures of each project that the kids bring, and we're going to showcase them online. One of my favorite things to do at the fair is just go around and look at all the projects, and I'm just always blown away by the kids and what they're doing. So we're still hoping, like I said, to get that out to the public and still see that. I can read the schedule off here real fast just so you can kind of put in your mind when some of those events will be. And again, they'll be on Facebook Live. The shows will be. So our first show will be Thursday with poultry, starting first thing in the morning, and then we'll move to dairy cattle and goats. And then the sheep and market goats will be that evening. And then Friday, we'll have our bucket calf, and our swine show. Beef will be Saturday morning, and then we'll end Sunday with our horse show. So all those other projects that weren't mentioned and won't have like an actual livestock show, again, we'll try to showcase those as best as possible on 4-H on Facebook. You can also befriend Frontier Extension District. A lot of those will be posted on our Facebook page as well. So a little different this year. Again, someone said we're trying to get through today, so hopefully the future looks better tomorrow. So thank you for bearing with us as we've made those decisions. But yeah, we're excited for it, that the 4-H'ers will still get to showcase their projects.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in and sharing with us. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marist St. Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.